We're continuing our look at Acts 21, verses 10 through 15. Let me repeat verse 11 and 12. After we had been there at Caesarea Maritima a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." Now, as I noted yesterday, again, we have a repetition of events connected to dire predictions for Paul's Jerusalem trip, as well as the response of his friends. In verse 12, Luke records, "When we heard this, we and the others there begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem." Now, as you'll recall, when Paul was at Tyre, some warnings were given that Paul would face persecution at Jerusalem. We will recall that the person or persons who delivered those prophecies were greatly concerned about Paul's welfare. So they took the prophecies to mean that Paul should not continue his planned journey to Jerusalem. This is not the case with Agabus. He does not draw the conclusion that Paul should suspend his plans to visit Jerusalem. Paul's companions and the Caesarean Christians were a different matter. Notice what Luke records. "We and the others there begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem." Even Luke was trying to dissuade Paul from making this trip. Notice that he says, "We begged him." That was a tough place for Paul to be. On the one hand, he knows the Spirit is directing him to go to Jerusalem. Let's look back at what he said to the Ephesian leaders in Acts 20, verses 22 through 24, when he met with them at Miletus. He said, "I am determined to go to Jerusalem now. I don't know what will happen to me there. However, the Holy Spirit warns me in every city that imprisonment and suffering are waiting for me. But I don't place any value on my own life. I want to finish the race I'm running. I want to carry out the mission I received from the Lord Jesus, the mission of testifying to the good news of God's kindness." Now, some preachers have said that Paul was actually disobedient to the Spirit because he insisted on going to Jerusalem even though he was warned that imprisonment and suffering awaited him there. Nonsense. Paul was just setting himself up to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. He was not trying to set himself up to be a martyr. He was not being pig-headed and just planning on going to despite the warnings. I like how the Amplified Translation words Acts 20:22. "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there." Paul isn't being self-willed and stubborn. He is following through on an inward spiritual conviction that he has to follow through with the Jerusalem trip no matter what happens to him. The late John MacArthur made some very interesting points about this and how it relates to you and me. Here's what he wrote, quote, "I would venture to say that there are probably hundreds, maybe thousands of people who never do accomplish the objective that God gives them because well-meaning family and well-meaning friends and loved ones softened up their determination by talking them out of it. Oh, it's too risky. Oh, too many sacrifices. Why, you'll never be able to endure in that circumstance." Paul says something totally different here. He says, "I am compelled to go by the Spirit." Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.